What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I am determined to not have history repeat itself, but the PTSD that you guys are going to feel in here for just a second is going to be real. I am weaning myself off of Effexor again.
No.
Oh, I know. The last time. There's a lot to unpack here, so give me a second to try to let it unfold. So 20-something years ago when I started The Burt Show, this was the only radio station in America that would take a chance on me and allow me to try to host a show, right? We were on a smaller signal back then. It was destined to fail. And I was so nervous about it every single day. I was co-hosts on show. I was sidekicks on shows and producers. And this was the very first time that anybody was giving me a shot to host a show. And I stressed myself out so much about it that when I went to go see a therapist, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's give you the smallest dose of Effexor here just to take the edge off a little bit so you're not sketching yourself out every single day. You get some proper sleep and actually enjoy the newness of this whole thing. That was 25 years ago. I never got off the Effexor. Always have taken the smallest amount, 37.5 milligrams. Usually when you take Effexor, you take the 37 and then you start working your way up to something much more ambitious to really balance you out. I just never needed it, man. It just took the edge off just enough, right? So now we fast forward 25 years, and it was how long ago? Well, I know exactly how long ago it was when I stopped taking it, because it was the day that I yelled at Tommy on his birthday when I was weaning off of Effexor, which is a really difficult thing to do. And anybody that takes these SSRIs, you get addicted to them. Your body gets addicted to the chemicals, right? So when you're trying to get off of it, there is a weaning process. I didn't know that at the time, really, and started doing it myself. So as I was weaning, it was a really, really bad time for me, man. My fuse was super short. The last day I took it was when I yelled at Tommy on his birthday. A couple of days before that, I don't know that I talked about this on the air. I almost got in a fight with another parent at a soccer match.
You mean the last day you stopped taking it? You started back up on it again?
Yeah, that was the last day I took it. And then as soon as I yelled at Tommy, I'm like, this is not going to work. I'm going to get back on it.
Yeah.
I went back to the 37.5. And there were times where I was in situations that were stressful. And in my mind, I would say, don't react like this. Don't react like this. Don't react like this. And then I couldn't control it. Like I said, I almost got in a fight with a parent at a soccer match, man. So I'm like, that's it. I'll worry about this later. Okay, now let's fast forward a little bit. I told you guys that I've been diagnosed with ADHD, which I sort of have always known in the back of my mind, but now I need to do something about it.
And so has everybody that's ever worked with
you. Yeah, right.
And I say that lovingly.
And sorry if I'm repeating some of this stuff if you've heard it again, but I never wanted to get it treated because I thought it helped me in this career, which it really did. There's a lot of multitasking going on. You know, I'm looking at schedules. I'm paying attention to Abby. I'm wondering what's coming up next. It really satisfied me that way. And I didn't want to stop it. But now I'm going through a part of my life where it's very difficult for me to get any kind of peace at all from all the thoughts that are going through my head, not only during the show, but after the show. And I'm exhausted. I'm tired, man. I just need some peace. So I got the diagnosis of ADHD. Also, while I don't feel stressed, I have so many gadgets and so many different ways that tell me that my body is stressed out every single day, even if I don't feel it. Like, I just don't feel that kind of stress. But I've got these gadgets and these different things that tell me, like, you're not getting into a deep sleep. You're not recovering every single day. You're not healthy, even though I feel fine, right? So now that I'm working on this, I'm reading a book called The Busy Brain Cure. I've seen another doctor that is helping me wean off the Effexor. And look, I have been nervous to do this also because it doesn't only affect me. Clearly, it affects you guys also. that when you snap and you're just moody and you feel like everything is just worse than it really is while you're coming off of this thing, I just didn't want to handle it the same way. So the doctor I saw gave me a drug to use to overlap as I'm weaning off of the Effexor. I don't want to mention what that medication is yet, only because I don't know if it's going to work or not, and I don't want to endorse it until I know it's working, right? So I'm on two at the same time, and the theory here is to get off of the Effexor while the other drug is doing something similar, but it's not addictive. So at some point or another, I'll be able to get off the Effexor. I haven't taken the Effexor now in about a week. Mm-hmm. That tracks?
Yep.
Was that the look that I got?
Yeah.
But and so yesterday when I wasn't in, and this is why it's multi-layered, yesterday when I wasn't in, I woke up in the middle of the night with what I would consider my very first migraine ever. I got up in the morning and just felt that angst and that anger, and I was tired, and I'm like, you know what? Rather than come in here and cause damage to people, if things aren't going 100% right, rather than me yell at somebody or act like I am not, then I'm just going to take the morning off. So that's why I wasn't here yesterday. So I already feel like, by the way, the doctor has said, because I've been on this amount of Effexor for so long, it's not doing anything for me anymore. So the chemicals are still in there, but it's doesn't have the same effect on my mind and mood as it did 25 years ago. So we're not sure if I'm moving on to something else, but during this weaning process, I'm off Effexor now, and I've substituted it with something that is not addictive, so I will easily be able to come off of that also. And then we start working on the ADHD also to relax my body for longevity.
Look at you.
Woo!
All right.
I am super proud of you for seeking a medical professional's help in making sure you do this the right way, not just for yourself, but for everybody around you, because that's a very thoughtful and selfless way to go about it.
I am just at a point where I think this is the underliner for me, and Cassie mentioned it a while ago also, is this that you get to a certain age and you realize, like, this is not going to last forever. And my mind hasn't been at rest my entire life. And I'm so jealous of people that can find peace somehow, some way in the middle of the day when my mind is racing all the time, and I'm not willing to live the rest of my days out with this rat race that is going on in my head all the time. And I don't want to take it out on you guys. And I felt so bad about the Tommy day that I'm just like, I am not going to risk that. I'm not going to risk coming in here and dropping my mental bomb, my stress on you guys also. So I took the mental health day. And I think that's what it's designed for.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
So now that you are off something, does that
shut
mean
up,
we should
Mo.
Be looking?
What a stupid question.
We should be looking for something to be on, right?
What's that?
No, I was joking, saying that now that you're off something, should we be looking for something to be on, just in case?
Maybe. The process has been much easier this time than last time. So while that fuse was super short before, it's not as short, but it's still kind of short. So I'm proceeding with caution. So I'm asking you guys for some patience over the next week.
Got it.
All right.
Grace will be offered.
All right. Hey, Cam, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Good morning, Bert. I feel so bad because I feel your pain. I've been on Effexor before. It was great when it worked. But when you come off of that, it is like the worst medicine to ever come off of.
Yeah.
I had to come off of it when I was pregnant, and it was just a nightmare.
And I don't think my doctor at the time properly told me how difficult it was to get off of. I just was naive 25 years ago.
Yeah, and
not nearly as in tune with my body or what medications can do to you 25 years ago. So I just assumed that once I was done being like, I'll just be off of it. Mm-hmm. And it is a very, very difficult drug to come off of, as you know, Kim.
So hard.
So
feel your pain.
All right, thank you. I appreciate your call. Appreciate
you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your grace.
You're welcome.
I'm going to need it.
Okay.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.